Governor Roy Cooper is reminding North Carolinians to find a safe place to stay as flooding continues in rivers across the state. That safe place to stay may be another night at a shelter far away from home, like the UNC shelter in Chapel Hill. Leonie Dinge reports.
But where do we go?
The UNC Friday Center turned evacuation shelter looks almost like a Greyhound bus depot during the day. Dozens of people pouring in from across the state while others are loading up to see what's left of their homes. Rebecca Muse of Onslow County is one of them.
I've seen it and it's not great. But we'll deal with it. That's all we can do. We're going, baby. Come on, buddy.
It's been a rough ride for Muse. She was taken to a shelter in Knightdale and then Garner before coming to Chapel Hill. Plus, she has been traveling with two service dogs, a Dalmatian Shepherd and a Lab.
We've had multiple transfers and everything. It's been very difficult for them to recognize the service dogs, even with registrations. We got your food, baby. We're going bye-bye.
And except for service dogs, pets have to stay in a trailer outside of the Friday Center. Rashonda Dickens from Moorhead City and her four children are also at the shelter, including the baby.
Yeah. How old are you, Genesis?
Yeah, 4 months.
Dickens has received text messages and pictures of her home. She says water made it to the second floor. Dickens doesn't know what she's going to do.
I like Moorhead for my children because we got accustomed and used to it. So as of right now, I don't know. I'm just waiting to see like what the water does.
Diana Van Horn is a spokesperson for the Red Cross, which is operating the state shelter at UNC. She says they can hold only 500 people.
Do you know how long this will remain open?
We don't know at this point. It's too soon to tell because I know a lot of places are still flooding, so we have no idea.
Statewide, more than 15,000 people have taken refuge in shelters. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.